Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Keen, and graces be unto you. This is your host, Bud Strider on the line, Pan Agent 67 just in time for a reason. And that is a season for reasons as we approach All Hallows, and the days of the dead are numbered in my head. Spread them, I will. You will know the way. I am the master of the funky shway, the politician politicizing and politicking my view, burning through the Hunab coup. 74 is the door.
Thank you.
Whispering Tongues on the line. Rolling it to you from the archives of 95-96. Now producing the Gold Rush Best Of compilation for you, Panamorica. Well, well, well. Welcome aboard again this evening, Keen. Wave spell of abundance is at hand. We are unifying the dream and generating abundance. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And coming to you live on the wire. We're at a holistic care facility off of Division Street, coming to you in the now. And tonight's five-pillar topic, refining the measure at 67, which is 13, which is approaching the 13th year of its inception since Measure 67 went into the matrix of cannabis culture, restoring what little is left of cannabis culture, aboriginal influences or any cosmic influences, railroaded by materialism, and now on the rebound, refining 67 and defining 74. You know, we've begun canvassing and campaigning to patients and the general populace, and in so doing, reminding ourselves and others that cannabis is already legal. We are legal eagles, and there's a clear distinction between the privileges that we have now and the privileges that corporate America would like to legalize in the near future. The effort to legalize is really an effort to tax and corporatize, and it's really an effort to regulate benefits of ancient herbology under a new pharmaceutical government agency, no doubt, more than likely spearheaded by the likes of the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws, which would be normal, which would be another overlay of historic proportions to guide us into the muddle puddle, which is inevitable when operating in a third dimension without the law of time, without the understanding of natural law, without the understanding of the synchronic order, then there is no hope for return to balance and harmony in a world gone mad. So, without further delay, we've got our five-pillar view tonight, refining, defining. We're going to need a legal shield rider to do so. So we're going to give some of that insight to you tonight. There's going to be many agitated attorneys out there when they hear this broad broadcast. And then we'll move right into wellness and the Care Providers Association that never was. That's right, that never was. Because OMA has been compromised, and it's been compromised by a new fervor, which is the green card fervor. And the green card fervor is really one that has lost sight of its original intent and is now spiraling out of control with the prospect of legalization. So refining 67 is the first point of view. It's you know, again, the majority of people out there are unaware that marijuana and medical marijuana and the therapeutic application and the holistic integration of cannabis sativa is our right. It's our heritage. It's the building blocks of biology. It's one element. It's one herb amongst herbs in the herbology cosmology, which maintains homeostasis, which builds strength and endurance, and which keeps us fortified from pathogens and other free radicals Herbology is healthcare. It's fundamental healthcare. And it's been coveted by the pharmaceutical industry, which is related to his brother, petrochemical. So refining 67 is really refining the view, and the numbers are more than numbers. And the numbers are unique unto themselves, but they're also, according to our Excalibur philosophy, the telecosmic number powers of consciousness. It's okay. So refining 67, what that means is that we are creating a clear distinction with OMA's intent, the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act, and what is being represented today. What is being represented today resembles more of an industry, which is now morphing into a new corporate political campaign to legalize cannabis and to regulate the cannabis industry. Granted, we need safeguards. Granted, we need ethic and protocol to maintain our privileges, to maintain the right to grow our own. And so we're giving that power back to those patients and back to those people who privilege themselves with their OMMP relations. And what we're saying is that if those representing this movement or this measure are not truly healthy themselves or care providers themselves, if they don't have a personal practice themselves, if they are not in balance but subject to something otherwise, if they contract frequently or resemble the corporate mindset of today's dominant paradigm, then fire your care provider, fire your grower, and fire your friends if that's who you're doing business with. If it's not the real deal, move on. Find those who are. You'll be relieved to know that the Columbia River Care Providers Association is establishing a new protocol and a new ethic for aesthetic, holistic integration of OMA's original intent. And that's what we're doing. We're not having a very easy time at doing that because, quite frankly, the powers that be are at odds with truth, at odds with insight, at odds with knowledge and consciousness. They're at odds with vision. In fact, most of these folks resemble another corporation who is prone to dysfunction from within because they don't have the time to integrate their nervous systems. They don't have the time to truly practice what they preach, so they keep pushing. Well, the tables have turned. So refining the measure means getting down to the nitty-gritty, getting down to the holistic integration of cannabis sensibility from a yogic perspective. And if you don't practice what you preach, get in the back of the bus. Better yet, just get off the bus altogether. This is what sets up the definition of Measure 74. Measure 74 is the door. It's the door to a holistic patient advocate network, providing safe access for patients, peace of mind, providing social form to those who know better, providing economy for those looking for answers, providing a future for a desperate peoples, on the verge of biospheric extinction, whether you know it or not. And don't leave it up, you know, it makes it difficult to make a living talking like this. Nobody wants to give it forward. We live in a violent economy where everybody's underground, and if you lift your head, you're dead. Well, it's not that way. It's not that way. So encouraging brothers and sisters, encouraging you people to come out of the closet, encouraging you to take on a dimensional double, encouraging you in all your creativity to rise above the tendency to lay low as a result of fear. Can't blame you. Making money is war, especially if you're self-employed, if you're trying to remain ethical, if you're trying to remain in tune with the big picture. It's very difficult. So, Bud Strider, rambling on, Flame. You're talking like this, you're going to need yourself a legal shield. You're going to need yourself a Vajra of understanding and a hammer, because these motherfuckers outnumber you. And, you know, there ain't nobody that seems to respond to the obvious except for a minority. Maybe that's in my head. But, again, I was reminded tonight that very few people within the matrix of politics and this year's campaign to rock the vote who were truly in tune with the depth of this this year's election and what it means to our bioregion, what it means to the world, what it means to me, I, the legal shield writer, is a clear distinction between what is being taught by normal attorneys, which being at the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws, the Governor's Hotel, was a real delight. But when I approached a number of attorneys with my view, not only were they hostile and offended, but they didn't want to hear it, because when I told them that I had a wrap that was only $17 a month that gave you 24/7 coverage and gave you a way to represent yourself in a light that keeps you out of harm's way, they were offended. They were offended. Train hoppers, I call them. That's right. If you ever have to represent yourself to an officer or to someone with authority, in this case, let's just say that law enforcement has detained you for some purpose, for some reason. And in the course of drawing you out, like they do, you are charged with the immediate need to build rapport and do so without compromising your rights, to make it known that you have the will to cooperate and communicate, to demonstrate that you are safe, because most policemen just want to know that you're safe, that there's a safety check. It's really a mental type of hygiene, contact presence that lets that agent know that you're okay with them and that they're okay with you. So all safety checks should be considered as such. And in the course of representing yourself, granted, you don't want to give any more information than you need to, but you do need to dialogue. Now, normal attorneys will tell you to polarize immediately and engage. This is the word they use, engage law enforcement with your Fourth Amendment rights to remain silent. Engage them with this, that, and the other. And here's the four-point program, from the top down. This is how you do it. You know, it never works that way. It never works that way. And granted, there's a lot of good information they give you and some very helpful insight. They're offended by this legal shield writer because this is the Oregon Medical Marijuana Program for people coming into the law of Oregon in regards to medical marijuana. It's called a membership program or a Legal Shield rider because it teaches and affirms how to best represent yourself without losing ground, without missing work, without losing your kids. So in the course of dialoguing, being clear and relaxing and breathing, you inform that officer that you have every intent to cooperate. But if it is their intent to detain you from going to work tomorrow, to take you away from your kids, or to deprive you of the ways and means to maintain your financial obligations, if it's their intention to deprive you of property, then please allow me to call my attorney immediately. That's when you present your Legal Shield card. And that's a prepaid membership privilege. And if that rings a bell, then you'll call Bud Strider, 503-505-6952, for the rest of it. And there is more. So the Legal Shield rider, to help you define your rights, to help you hold your ground, to teach you how to build rapport and command respect, and to model what it means to be an honorable individual. When you present that card, it's automatically presumed that you're represented. Therefore, you must have money. And suddenly you receive different quality of service, different ball game of perception. And you'll find that 9 times out of 10, you never have to present your Legal Shield because you've learned what it means to rap the roll, to speak the easy. And that comes again with your Legal Shield rider. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, you know, I thought I was going to get down to the wellness and the care providers part, but I really want you guys to tune in to this next track by the Whispering Tongues. And know that we are busy at producing a very best of. I want to roll that to you in the best of light. This one's called Blow Diamonds. Now, I had to put the spin on that because Honky Tonk Ways just doesn't seem to fit within my well, we're going to argue about this, James. I know we are. But anyhow, I'm going to roll it to you anyway, and I do so with all due respect. This is Blow Diamonds off of the Gold Rush release, Whispering Tongues, Live on the Wire.
Found on the horn, a shell.
is a scratch track tease and release pleaser from the demo sessions. And they say they're going to lock the doors on you in about 10 minutes, and you best hurry up and get on your way. That's right, young man. Get on your way, Flo Diamonds. You're outnumbered, buddy. Still waiting on a friend. Start.